The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
If you're tired, the alert part might be more important. If you're tense and agitated, maybe the comfortable part is more important. And then taking some time to establish an awareness of your body, dropping into your body, and getting kind of a global awareness that spreads through your body in whatever way is easy. And within this global body, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, using the long, deep breaths as a way of establishing a stronger connection with your body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Notice how you're feeling, in a general way, how you're feeling right now. Be easy with how you're feeling. And if there's any way you can relax the feeling state that you have, see if you can relax or lighten up, soften. And then establish as direct connection as you can with breathing in and breathing out. And for this meditation session, please use your breathing as the primary reference for how well you can stay present, stay in the present moment, stay connected, concentrated. Feeling the fullness of the full physical experience of breathing in, and the full physical experience of breathing out. And then whenever your mind wanders away from the breath, take a few moments to recognize which of the hindrances might have been operating to pull you away. They're your thoughts or your concerns, they're primarily characterized by desire, by aversion, by sloth, restlessness, anxiety, or by doubt. Notice which of these. Now, see if you can place your distracted mind into one of these categories and see which one operates the most frequently for you. notice what characterizes your wandering mind. It might not be a good fit, but does it characterize more by desire, aversion, sleepiness, tiredness, agitation? Uncertainty, doubt. And then when you notice, come back to your breathing. And let your breathing be the reference for staying in the present moment. When you're not with your breath, where has your mind gone? How well can you stay with your breathing? What are the forces that take you away? which of the five categories of hindrances best characterizes the mental state or the mood or the something about the way that your mind gets distracted. So in this meditation, which operated most frequently for you? Desire, aversion, tiredness, restlessness, anxiety, or doubt.